everyone, and welcome to a new Sex Tool Review. Today's product is the Allure 3-in-1 Split Design 5-Sucking, 7-Vibrating, Vocable Automatic Masturbation Cup from Best Vibe. And I love being able to bring you brand new kinds of toys that simulate experiences that have never been experienced before via toys. So what this toy does, this is actually a really, really interesting and original toy. You know when a girl's giving you a boob job, like she presses her boobs around your cock and like kind of jerks you off by, you know, doing this with her boobs, but then she lowers her head and actually sucks on the tip of your dick while she's jerking you off with her boobs? Pretty nice, right? I mean, who doesn't love that? The problem is, how do you capture that with a toy? Because you'd have to capture the feeling of your dick going in between her boobs, and then you'd have to have her mouth going over the tip of your dick. How could you capture that, especially in a simple, compact toy? And that's what this is. The Allure 3-in-1 is it's called a 3-in-1, but it does three things, but it's like a 2-in-1 kind of thing. So it actually has two parts. Check this out. This comes apart. Okay. Now, I don't know why. They have a vagina thing. Like you can see the clitoral hood and the labias, but it's a sucking thing. And look at that. Look at the insert. Look how small the insert is. So this insert is way too short to be a vagina, but it's perfect for a mouth. Because, you know, when you're getting a boob job, blow job, you're not deep throating, you're not going all the way down her throat, because most of your dick is being taken care of by her boobs. So this is perfect. Now, you may have noticed that the toy, this part came off. Let me put that back. There are some problems with this toy, basically quality control problems. Okay, so like I was saying, this ring came out. Actually, there's one part that's not going. There we go. Okay. This plastic ring just came out. You just saw it come out. I put it back together off camera. This ring is meant to hold in this insert, which is important because there's a vacuum at the bottom of this, and there needs to be an airtight seal. So that ring is actually really important to keep this insert to form an airtight seal. This insert is meant to simulate the girl sucking on your dick as she's giving you a boob job. So, well, I'll go over the buttons a little bit later, but just so you know, the insert is too short to be a vagina, so it's clearly supposed to be a mouth. I mean, you could ignore the kind of clitoral hood bump and just pretend these are lips, but this should have been a mouth. If you're gonna make an insert, this should have had like lips and not like labias with a little clitoral hood bump. You should have made this overtly lips, but other than that, it's fine. Okay. The other part of this toy is the boob part. So, you know, as you can see, it comes apart. You can see the boobs here, and you can see it even has like a little, like it looks like a little shirt. Now this is hard plastic. This isn't going anywhere. But the insert inside has the boob flesh, and it even has, this might be weird, it has like the sternum bone kind of texture. So you can see where your dick goes. So it's meant to simulate getting a boob job. So your penis goes in between here so that the feeling of the boobs and even the sternum texture rubbing on your shaft. Okay, so you see now that you could use this separately. You could just put your dick in it and you can just jerk off with it and just do that if you like the feeling of a boob job. Now, again, kind of like another thing, like that ring coming out. This button, all right, so you see that? So this is a rubber button. You can see the power button in the middle. You see the two little holes. This button is supposed to go on here. And the reason why those two probes are there is because the charger, this is the charge cable, and you have to charge up the boob vibrator and the suction toy separately. So this is basically two toys in one, but they have to be charged separately. So those two kind of probes, these little like metal things, are meant to be for the charger to connect to in order to charge the vibrator that's in the boobs. But then use the same charger and you charge this toy, which is the suction. So it's split, just like the name of the toy says. It's a split toy. The problem is you need you can't reach the little, but there's a button down there that actually turns the vibrator on. So you need this little rubber, thing, but it's not on correctly. So I'm gonna, okay, there we go. Now that it's on, now I can show you what the buttons do. What's really cool is this toy has three functions. It has suction, it has, so well, let me show, I'll show you. All right, so there's the power button right there at the top. This little circle thing, this activates the suction. I'm not really sure why it's circles and not like lips. Then there's, it looks like a W with little butt. That's supposed to be the boobs. This remote activates the vibrator. So think of this like a remote. I'll show what I'm talking about. Let me turn this on. All right. You can see as I hit the button, it changes the pattern on the booby vibrator. See that? Isn't that cool? So you don't need to hit the button. You do need to use the button to turn it on, but you don't need to, you know, cycle through. But notice I can't turn it off with this button. I actually have to push the button in the boobs, which is why I need that little black gasket. And it's unfortunate that it came off and I can't seem to get it back on. It feels like it's too big. So I'm not sure. Again, it's a quality assurance problem. All right. So that's, again, this is the boob vibration remote. The suction, you click. Now this is going to be hard to demonstrate because, but I mean, I'll just use my finger. You can kind of see, let me get my finger in there a little bit more. There you go. Now you can see it. So I'm not doing anything. I'm not doing anything with my finger to make it do this. This is just the suction making it do this. So you get a good seal. You can actually feel the suction kind of tug on you and pull you deeper. And let's turn this up a little bit more. Yeah, look at that. Look at that. That's awesome. All right, so that's that. But you know, if I take my finger out, you can't see anything, but let me cover it. So use it. Yeah, if I just cover it, you can see it like pull down. All right, okay. The last thing, let me turn this off. All right, the last button is, it looks like a little kind of volume button. This activates the sound effects, the vocable, but it even comes with like a pair of cheap earbuds. It sucks. And the reason why is, again, it uses generic kind of sound clips of a girl going, oh yeah, fuck my pussy, oh boy, oh, I love it, oh yeah, fuck me. And the problem is, this toy is simulating a blowjob, boob job. So when a girl is jerking you off with her boobs and sucking on your dick, she's not saying, oh yeah, fuck my pussy. She's going, mmm. In fact, the suction itself, like if I just turn this on, hold on, turn this back on. Right, the sound that the toy is making naturally sounds closer to the sound a woman makes when she's sucking your dick than the sound effects that actually come out of the toy. And they're nothing to write home about, even if they're appropriate, which in this case they're not. They're nothing really to write home about. You'd be better off just turning on a porn and listening to the sound of the porn than, you know, listening to the highly compressed, crappy audio that they put into these toys. And again, it's the wrong act. Like, if this was a vagina toy that you were fucking, the girl moaning and talking about how good her pussy feels, that's fine. But this is a boob job, blow job toy, and the sound effects are a girl getting fucked and not a girl sucking a dick. So everything is inappropriate, but it's fine. It's fine for what it is. I mean, it's there. Who cares? So anyway, so what's really cool about this toy is you can use these toys separately. You could turn on the vibrations and jerk yourself off and get like a little boob job thing going on with vibrations. Or you can use this as like an oral sex toy, turn on the suction, and you could jerk yourself off pretending that somebody's sucking your dick. Or you can connect them. Now, you don't have to connect them. You can keep them separate. You can kind of hold them together where it's like you're thrusting through the boobs and she's sucking your dick and you can just use two hands. Or you can connect the two if you want one thing. And basically, you go through the boobs into the mouth where basically you're getting that again, that combination of where she's jerking you off with her boobs, she's giving you a boob job, and then as your penis is coming out from the top, from between her boobs, she's sucking your dick. as your dick pops out from between her boobs, which is, I've never seen a toy even attempt to capture that kind of experience, which is really cool. It feels good. Like, you know, my problem is the quality, the button coming off, the ring coming off. There's some quality assurance things, but I just think they skimped out on some glue. You know, a little glue to hold that button on, or a little glue to hold that ring on, that's all it would have taken. Like, a drop of super glue would have literally solved all these problems. So you could easily do that yourself. I don't think that's a deal breaker, but I do think it's something that the factory should be aware of, that there are some quality assurance problems with this toy. Just basic stuff, just, you know, stuff not being, you know, held down firmly enough. But anyway, so the way this works, like, you know, you get your boob job in, and then as you go through the boob, once you get about this far in, you're going to be getting sucked down into the mouth, and it's really cool. And the fact that you can use this one-handed means that you can get your boob job, blow job needs met without using two toys. Because I was thinking, to get this sort of experience in a sex toy, you'd have to have like a pair of, you know, big silicone boobs to kind of jerk yourself off with, but you'd have to somehow fuse the boobs together, because you can't press them together and thrust into it and then have another toy. Or I guess you could have a hands-free toy. Like, think about this. In order to simulate this sort of toy, you'd have to have a hands-free toy that, you know, it has suction and possibly vibration in a fixed position, and then you'd have to have some doll boobs, pressing them together, thrusting your dick in between the doll boobs into the oral sex hands-free toy. I mean, that's a pretty involved setup in order to get a boob job, blow job combo experience. And this managed to capture it in one-handed toy. You have your boob job right here. You have your blow job with the suction. The boob has a vibrator in it. Now, you can clean this out. This vibrator comes out. You can just lift it around the lip. It's a bullet vibrator. That's basically, you can take it in and out of this. So this cleans up really easily. You could take the insert out of this and clean it up really easily. Really no problem with cleanup. My only problem is, again, the button cover came off, and the ring came off on camera, which you saw at the beginning of the review. And again, you have to turn this on manually using the button before the remote control will work. All right, so that's the problem. Like, this button isn't trash, because I can't reach that little button down there unless I use something small like a pen, and I don't really want to do that. So anyway, this is a really cool toy. Really cool. I've never seen anyone even attempt to do this. But obviously, I have some nitpicks. The quality assurance thing, once again, the insert being a vagina instead of a mouth, that's wrong. And then the voice samples, the vocable moanings that the toy makes. And if you want to hear them, you just plug the earbuds into this port right here. But they're not of a girl sucking your dick. It's not the sounds of a girl jerking you off with her boobs and sucking your dick. It's the sounds of just generic sex. Of a girl going, oh yeah, baby, oh yeah, fuck my pussy, oh my god, oh yeah, you're so good, oh my god. That's what it is. And it's not very good, and it's also wildly inappropriate for the type of toy this is. So, I mean, it could be worse. It could be like a guy moaning. That would be even worse. But other than a guy moaning, having sex moans during with a blowjob toy are just really inappropriate. But again, this is the key. The engineering and the quality of the toy are great. It's just the little details. You know, making sure the button doesn't come off, making sure the ring doesn't come off, making sure the insert is lips instead of a vagina, making sure that the vocable audio clips are of the appropriate sex act. These are not unsolvable problems. These are extremely solvable problems that can be solved at the factory level with just a little bit of effort. You know, record, just, you don't even need, like, she doesn't have to be like a hot chick or a porn star. Get like a girl at your factory to go, you know, like when you're eating something delicious, you're like, it's so good, it's so delicious. That's all you need. That's all you need. You just need moanings of a girl with something in her mouth. She could be Chinese, she could be anything, doesn't matter. Just, that's all you need. Just so record that, put that on this toy instead of these generic sex moans. Just have a girl making blowjob moans like she's sucking your dick and her mouth is full. Change the insert to a mouth and not a vagina. Give it nice, luscious lips. Okay? And then, of course, make sure the toy doesn't come apart. That's it. That's it. This would be such a strong recommend. This breaks my heart. There's so much potential. This toy is so great, and it's one of a kind. I've never seen a toy try to capture a boob job, blow job experience before. I really, really want to recommend this toy, but the little things, the little corners cut, the little oversights, the little details, I can't give this my strongest recommendation. If you're willing to overlook the flaws, or if you're like a little bit of a handyman or a hobbyist and you want to repair the toy yourself, maybe glue down the ring, modify this button. It feels like it's too big. I tried to fit it in. It just didn't fit. So maybe if you trim it down a bit and glue it down, it would work. You could easily repair this toy. You can't do much about the insert being the wrong orifice, and you can't do anything about the moaning. But I've never really cared about the moaning when it comes to the toys. If I want to hear sound effects of a girl moaning or orgasming, you could easily turn on a porno. So the integrated moaning that's in the toy itself has never really bothered me. So you can fix the problems with this toy yourself. It's not an unfixable problem. It's just that this should have happened at the factory. The end user should not be having to modify and repair this sex toy. So that's my problem with this toy. It's overall an excellent toy. It's so close to being perfect. It's so close to being a strong recommend from me, but just the little details hold it back. Very solvable details, I might add. Anyway, let's talk about price. So it is currently $73.99. And I would say for a $50 to $75 toy, this is a good deal. So in fact, if this were in the $75 to $100 range, I would consider it a fairly priced toy. But the fact that it's between $50 and $75 makes it a good deal. Now, it's just under $75. It's at $73.99. But I have a 20% off coupon code, which will lower the price even more, keeping it decidedly in the $50 to $75 price category. Now, again, if you buy this toy, you might have to modify it and do a little kind of, frontier medicine to make sure that the toy, is not functional. It just... Again, trim the button, get it stuck down, glue the ring down, that sort of thing. That's all you got to do. A couple minutes, you should have this thing ready to go. But I demonstrate the flaws because this should not be. This should not have happened at all. But it is what it is. I do recommend this toy, particularly for the experience. If you miss having a boob job and having your dick sucked, that whole like boob job, blow job combo, which who doesn't love that? But if you miss that, if it's been a while since you had a boob job, blow job combo, check this toy out. Just be aware of the shortcomings. But I do think it's a good deal. It's between $50 and $75, which I think is a good deal. So you're not breaking the bank. Now let's compare. If you were going to use a doll, you're going to have some kind of a hands-free device, and then you're going to use the doll boobs, press the doll boobs together to thrust in between them into a hands-free toy. That hands-free toy is probably going to be $100. The doll could be several hundred bucks. So as a budget option, as a one-handed budget option, I do recommend this toy. I really sincerely hope that my concerns are brought to the appropriate bodies, and they fix these problems at the factory. Re-record the audio, change the insert hole, and do a little QA on the buttons and the components so it doesn't fall apart in your hand. That shouldn't be too unreasonable. But overall, this toy has amazing potential, and if it just didn't cut some corners, would be a strong recommend from me. But as it stands now, I can still recommend it, but just be aware of the shortcomings and be prepared to do a little frontier medicine. That's all. Anyway, remember to use the coupon code, save 20%. Get this toy if it sounds interesting to you. Just be aware. Anyway, thank you, Best Vibe, for sending me this toy. Remember, again, coupon code 20%. But thank you very much for watching. This is Turd Flinging Monkey, and I'll see you next time.